Is there a chiyuv for a person to recite a bracha of hagoimo upon landing safely after a flight? He went on an airplane. Is he now mechuyev upon landing to acknowledge the Ribbono Shel Olam and recite the bracha of hagoimo? So the Gemara in Brachos tells us, or it's Kepaskin Shulchan Aruch Simin Reish Yotes Sif Aleph, Arba Tzrichin L'Hoides. Four types of occasions call for the bracha of Birchas Hagoimel upon emerging unscathed from these matzavim. Yordei Hayam, after a person has a voyage by sea, Hoylchei Midbarios, if you go in the desert and you, finally reach your destination, someone who was sick and got healed, Chovosh Bebeis HaAsurin, someone who was locked in jail and he now was released. All these four types of people, you make the bracha of Hagoimel upon emerging from your predicament. So again, Yordei Yam, Hoylchei Midbarios, Chovosh Nisrapei, and Chovosh Bebeis HaAsurin. Now there's a machlekes in the Paiskim, if these specific people are the only ones who recite the bracha, dafka someone who is Yordei Yam, Hoylchei Midbarios, Chovosh Bebeis HaAsurin, or Chovosh Nisrapei, or any type of sakana is included in this, and this is just four examples thereof. Lamaisa, we paskin that all types of sakana are included, and therefore, if a person, let's say, was in a massive car accident and he, escaped unscathed, then also such a person would recite the bracha of Hagoimel upon emerging from his car. Now there's a machlekes rishonim in the following case. That which we say, that someone who is Yordei Yam, he went and he traveled by sea, or Hoylchei Midbarios, are these types of situations where you make a bracha no matter what? Or this only means that you make a bracha if you traveled by sea, by a boat, and you actually faced some type of danger during your trip? In other words, do we say that even if it was, let's say, a cruise that you went on, and it was completely uneventful, you still make the bracha because it's be'etzem a matzav of sakana if you're Yordei Yam or Hoylchei Midbarios? Or do we say no, only if there was actual danger on the trip, only then do you recite the bracha of Hagoimel upon emerging from this trip? So this is a machlekes in the Paiskim. The Yad HaMelech says that avada, you only make a bracha if actually something transpired on the trip that caused you to be in danger. However, if there was no tzara that happened during the trip, there is no bracha that you recite, even by Yordei Yam and Hoylchei Midbarios. That is the shita of the Yad HaMelech, that if it was a safe and pleasant trip and nothing happened, there's no bracha of Birchas HaGoimel. You only make a bracha if there was actually some imminent danger that you were in during the course of your trip. However, the Amudei Or and other Paiskim disagree with the Yad HaMelech, and they hold that no. Chazal held that when you go on a boat, it's be'etzem a matzav of sakono, and even if nothing actually occurred during your trip, since you be'etzem were in a state of sakana when you went on your trip, you make a bracha of hagoimel upon reaching your destination unscathed. That's the shita of many paiskim, and they hold that you taka make hagoimel even if nothing dangerous happened during the course of your trip. How do we paskin l'maisa? So the Mishnah Berurah and the Biur Halacha paskins that even if it was a completely pleasant trip and there was nothing dangerous that happened during the course of the trip, you make the bracha of Hagoimel, and no matter what, someone who was Hoylchei Midbarios or someone who was Yordei Yam, you make a bracha no matter what, even if there was no actual sakana that transpired during the trip. Says the Meiri, if we're saying this by someone who was Hoylchei Midbarios, someone who was Yordei Yam, that it's be'etzem a matzav sakana, and no matter what, you make a bracha of hagoimel, even if nothing actually dangerous occurred during the trip, says the Meiri, hu hadin, if a person was a chayla, and he just, had a flu for a few days, there was no real sakana, nevertheless, you still make a bracha. That's the shita of the Meiri. That just like we say by a midbar, and by a yam, if you go on these types of trips, no matter what, you make a bracha. So who adin, if a person was ill, he was in bed, kol shenofal amishkov, if he was nofal amishkov, he's considered a chaylish and esrape. And the meila zok meiri, you have a chiv to make a bracha of hagoimel after recovering from the flu. That's the sheet of the meiri. That just like by yerde yam, even if there was no imminent danger during the trip, you make a bracha. So too by chaylish and esrape, you make a bracha even if you were just yorad lemita, you make a bracha upon recovering from your illness. The Me'iri, though, brings Cholkim. And the Me'iri says, other people disagree with me, and other shittas hold that by Chola, you have to be actually in some type of danger to require the bracha of Birch Sagaymel when you recover. But if there was no actual danger, if you just had the flu for a few days, and you were in bed for a few days, according to these opinions, there is no din Hagaymel upon recovering from the sickness. Now, the Shulchan Aruch Taka Paskins, like the Meiri in Siftes, and the Svardim follow the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch, that even if there's no real Sakana, if you are Yorad Lemito, he was Nofal Lemishkov, you make a bracha upon recovering. That's the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Ramah disagrees, and the Ramah says, no, if you were just Yorad Lemito, the guy Stam had some type of fever for a few days, there's no bracha when you recover from this type of sickness and you don't recite a bracha of Hagoymel in such a case. Says the Ramah, only if it's a chilash yesh b'sakana, there's some type of actual danger that existed and made this chila in a matzah of sakana, only then do you make Hagoymel when you recover from such an illness. Now, not all Svardim have practice of following the Mechaber in this regard, but the Shita Lemaisa of the Shulchan Aruch is that even if you just had a flu for a few days, you had fever for a few days, if you recover, you recite the Bracha of Hagoymel. Now, that is the Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah when it comes to making Hagoymel on a person who was sick and he then recovered. The Ramah holds that no, by a Stam Achayle Shenofel Amishkov, there's no din of Birchas Hagoymel, and he says that it's Cholk B'Yisoid, the Nofel Mishkov, and someone who is, let's say, Yordei Yam or Hoyochem Itbarius. Why? Hoyochem Itbarius, Yordei Yam, you're Be'etzim in a Matz of Sakana. Chazal determined that such travel is Be'etzim, inherently, something that's Sakana for you. Memele, you make a Bracha Vagoyimel even if you weren't in actual Sakana during your trip. You weren't feeling any imminent danger. Nonetheless, you make a Bracha Vagoyimel. Mashayin Kei. When it comes to a chayle, it's not be'etzem a matz of sakana if you're just nafal amishkov. It's only be'etzem a sakana if you actually had some type of illness that made you in a state of danger and in a matz of sakana. Based on what we said, what should be the halacha if a person goes on a flight? Should you make a bracha of a goymel or not? So this is machlekes hapayiskim. Moshe has an interesting chiddush. And Rav Moshe says that you make a bracha of Hagoymel after landing, after air travel, no matter what, even if you had some short trip from one city to the other city, if it was by plane, you make the bracha of Hagoymel upon landing. What's pshat, says Rav Moshe? Says Rav Moshe, it's the exact same halacha as Yerde Yam. By Yerde Yam, there's not a high statistical chance that you might die, and you make the bracha even if there was no sakana. You went on the sea, you went in the boat and you went on a trip, you went on even let's say a cruise. Be'etzim your Yerde Yam, you make the bracha of Hagoymel. Why? Even if you weren't in imminent danger, why should you make a bracha even in such a case? L'chayr, there was no sakana. So Dr. Moshe, an interesting daher. He says, what's pshat that by Yerde Yam you make a bracha of Hagoymel even if a person wasn't in imminent danger and even if there wasn't a high statistical chance that he was going to die? The pshat is like this. When you're in a boat and you're in the water, you're at the mercy of the boat. If the boat somehow fails to function, the person's dead. That means he's be'etzem in a sakono because he's constantly mitli toli in the functioning of a boat. And since he's be'etzem in water, and therefore he's going to die if there's not a boat saving him at every given moment, the meila, that's considered a sakana, and therefore you make a bracha even if there was no statistical probability that he's going to die, and even if he wasn't in imminent danger, he's be'etzem in a mafsid sakana when he's in the sea. So, after Moshe, the same thing applies to a person who travels by plane. You're at the mercy of the plane. If the plane, chas v'shalom, ceases to function, there's no chance of a person to survive. So, in the air, if something happens to the plane, the person immediately dies, and therefore, be'etzem, being in a plane is a massive sakana. Just like being in a boat is a massive sakana. Reb Moshe compares the being in a plane to the being in a boat, and he says that just like by a boat, it's be'etzem of sakana, since you're at the mercy of the boat, so too, when you're in a plane traveling by air, you're in the mercy of the plane, and therefore, the second it somehow would malfunction, the person would die, and therefore, it's an be'etzem massive sakana, you make a bracha v'agleim. That is the shita of Reb Moshe. Lamaisa, other paiskim disagree. Other paiskim hold that today, since it's not a matzav of sakana when you travel by plane, memela, you don't make a bracha v'agoymel. And lamaisa, chazal weren't geyser on a plane, they were only geyser on a boat in Hoyche Mitbarius, because they're be'etzem sakana. But today, traveling by plane is not be'etzem sakana, so therefore you don't make a bracha. Lamaisa, the minig in many places is, I think probably the minig is like this in most Ashkenazi communities, and that is that they distinguish between traveling to Eretz Yisrael and traveling from, let's say, New York to some other place in the United States, where if you travel over the international seas, then you say that this is Matzav HaSakana, then you make a Bracha V'Agoymel, and that only applies if you go, let's say, all the way to Eretz Yisrael, where you're going over the international seas, only then do you make the bracha v'agoyimah. But if you're just going, let's say, from one place in the States to a different place in the States, or from Canada to the States, then you would not make a bracha according to most minhagim in Klal Yisrael.